You are welcome to Faith broadcast with Pastor Tibby Peters. Enjoy the dynamic teaching, preaching, and miracle ministry of Pastor Tibby Peters, the president and pioneer of Renaissance Assembly. This message will take you from where you are to where you ought to be. Get ready for transformations.
Lift your hands and just thank Him for this morning. Thank Him for this morning. Oh, we bless you. We magnify you. We exalt you. Blessed be your name today, today and forever. Let the light of your word dawn on our hearts again. In Jesus' name. And let God's people say loud, amen.
Amen.
All right, I'm just going to share briefly with us. And it's something that I feel we all need. Glory to God. Let's look at Acts chapter 20, verse 32. What I want to share with you has to do with two sides of spiritual growth. Amen. And I'll just talk for 10 or few minutes. Let's read together. One, to go. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Can we read it a second time? One, to go. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Amen. So the scriptures are able to build you. Amen. The message of God's word, there are several phrases used to describe the gospel. One of them was mentioned here as the word of his grace. Amen. But he said, it is able to build you up. That means that God wants you to be built up. Look at your neighbor and say, God wants you to be built up. You've heard me say this, and I'll say it again. You can grow old in Christ, but you didn't grow up in Christ. Our target is not to grow old in Christ. Our focus is to grow up. Hallelujah. That means that from the moment you get born again, a process of growth, a process of building, a process of discipline begins in your life. That process can be aborted by you. It can be delayed. So you can be a Christian, but you have stunted growth. You can be a Christian, but you are not growing as you should. And from time to time, there has to be interventions. Interventions means that something has to happen. And I believe that for some of you, faith-to-faith convention will be an intervention. There is a growth process and there is a growth plan. God's growth plan is in the church. Amen. His growth plan is not outside the church. What I'm trying to say in essence is that this idea of growth, the design for it was inside church. The design for it was never outside the church. Why? Because outside is where you manifest what you have learned inside. The upbuilding of the saints is the responsibility of the church. And he gave some apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. For the edifying of the body of Christ. The saints can be perfected outside the church system. That is why anything that discredits the church is contrary to the purpose of God. You can't preach Christ and preach against his church. Christ is the head of the church. The church is his body. You can't say, I like your head. but let your body go and die. Amen. Are you listening to me? So the growth plan for the believer is in the church. The purpose of the believer might be outside the church, but the growth plan is in the church. That means there are believers that their responsibility is not within the church circles. Somebody could be called of God to be a leader in governance. That means he has to be in politics, directly or indirectly. Is that not so? He's a believer. His workspace is outside the four walls of the church, but he still needs to be trained in church. Amen. The Bible refers to the church as the pillar and ground of truth. If somebody is going to be grounded in truth, it is in the church. But now, when we talk about spiritual growth, what comes to your mind? Glory to God. When we talk about spiritual growth, what comes to your mind? So there are two major aspects of spiritual growth. Number one is growing in our walk with God. Our walk with God. Growing in our walk with God. That's one aspect. Number two is growing in our work with God. Work. You know, in English, sometimes it's difficult to differentiate the pronunciations. So in our English teachers, when they tell us work, not work, I say, you're saying the same thing in my ear. Amen. Praise the Lord. So that's how I'm spelling it. So you can't miss it. Glory to God. While the other is walk, the other is work. We are supposed to grow in both aspects. Walk, work, has to do with relationship. Let me say our relationship. Our relationship with God. So we're supposed to grow in our relationship with God. We know God more. Hallelujah. We love him and we find out how much he loves us. Amen. We're supposed to grow in our knowledge of the person of God. But that's not the only way to grow. Praise the Lord. We should also grow in our WORK, which is our responsibility. Amen. Everybody say relationship. Responsibility. Say again, relationship and responsibility. So in Christianity, I've said this before, that salvation is like a coin with two sides. There are two sides of our salvation. The relationship side and the responsibility side. Sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus, how wonderful you are. Relationship. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice. Relationship. Relationship. Oh, God is just so sweet. God is just relationship. But relationship is not the only side of our salvation. The other side of our salvation is responsibility. Go into the world. Amen. Hello. Not slothful in business, but fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Responsibility. Hello. Listen, if you grow only in relationship and you are not attending to responsibility, after a while, you cannot grow further. Why? Because the other way to grow in relationship is when you are carrying certain responsibilities. Then the relationship enters another level. Hello. Some of you here are men that years ago, you were boys and kids under your parents. As children in your father's house, there's a relationship you have with your parents. Oh, you might be close to your father. And I love it when we have children, sons that are close to their father. It helps them a lot. But there's an age you get to where the closeness will be based on if you people are working together. Amen. Are you listening to me? Listen, if the man has two sons and one grew up and is not handling any responsibility around the father, and another one grew up and is handling responsibilities for the father and around the father, who will be closer to the father? Yeah, that's how it is. That's how it is. So in the kingdom, there's a level you get to that God has expectations. How do we know that? Hebrews 5 verse 12. Amen. Look at it. Hebrews 5 12. Put it up quickly. It said, for when for the time ye ought to be teachers. That means there's an expectation. Amen. You have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles or oracles of God. That means that by this time in the relationship, this is where you are supposed to be, but you are not there. Now, that scripture shows that at a particular time, there's an expectation. There's an expectation. So right now, there's an expectation God has of you based on the investments he has made in your life. Look at your neighbor and say, let the investments of God in your life not be wasted. Look at the other neighbor and say, let the investments of God in your life not be wasted. Amen. Amen. Are you with me? It can be wasted. At the same time, if you grow only in the WORK, you're running around, you're serving God, but you're not growing in the WALK, after a while you'll be tired. Amen. You'll be frustrated. That's where some people now wake up and start being offended against the church, against people. You say, this thing doesn't work. It doesn't work. What happened? They were growing in the WORK and they were not tending to their relationship with God. And then people call it burnout. They burn out. Amen. Burnout means that you get to a place where it will be difficult for someone to convince you that you should serve God again. Amen. Many people get to that place. So you must grow in your WALK. And you must grow in your WORK. Now, quite a number of you here, you fall more in the category of people that have not attended to their WORK. Amen. If you hear that a worship concert is going to hold, a worship service, you say, yes, I don't want to miss it. You close your eyes very tight. You sing and you cry and you hug your chair and you love the Lord. Amen. You even pull the chair down. Then after the service, you just leave the chair down and walk away. Who is going to carry that chair up? If people didn't come to WORK, how will you fulfill your WALK? Amen. The reason why we can all worship God is because some other people are making it possible by their responsibility. Ask your neighbor, what is your own responsibility? Listen, every child of God must have something that another child of God can depend on him for. You must have something that the church can depend on you for. The kingdom does not produce consumers, it produces producers. Don't be a consumer alone. Revelation, bring them. Worship, bring them. Bring. What did you bring? Amen. Convention now is about around the corner. What will be your contribution to convention? I will attend. I must be there. What are you bringing on the table? For convention to be all it is, people pray. There's a labor in prayer. There's a labor in invitations, in soul winning. Amen. Publicity is a labor. Then some people will labor in their giving. Glory to God. The people that will give, say, it has not finished, they give again. It has not finished, they give again. Amen. Until it is done. Then you come and shout, amen, oh, amen.
And you think, is that long amen that you are saying that's the matter? No. There are people that have already positioned themselves to receive for convention by their labors in prayer. Amen. Some people have already positioned their hearts to receive by their labors in givings. Amen. Some have positioned themselves to receive by their labor in their service. I pray that you position yourself to receive. Let this faith-to-faith convention be a convention that every one of us will grow in our WORK. Lift up your hand. Say, I make up my mind today to grow in my work, WALK, and also to grow in my work, WORK. Help me, Lord, in Jesus' name. Rise to your feet this morning. Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you for listening to this message. If you have been blessed, please reach us via WhatsApp on 090-8499-0878. You can also send us a message on info@faithtofaithonline.org. For more messages, log in to our 24 hours radio platform, radio.faithtofaithonline.org. Join us this Sunday at Renaissance Assembly for a life-transforming experience at Plot 5, Sarnia Bacha Road, GRA, Phase 3, Port Harcourt. First service, 8 a.m. Second service, 10 a.m. Renaissance Assembly, the Church of the Moment and the Church of the Future.